So let's review. The Gemara elaborates on the halachas of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. V'loy nevreches kaifsin. Elam kein hirchik mikoiz l'chaverish leisha tvachim v'sad besid. One may not dig a pit for washing clothing near his neighbor's brick wall, unless he leaves a distance of 3 tvachim, or smears his pit's wall with lime. Rav Nachman Amar Rabbah Bar Avuah makes the following distinction. Loy shonu ela min hamachamtzin, shleisha tvachim, av menanadyin dalar amas. For the pit that is used for soaking the clothing, a distance of 3 tvachim is sufficient. However, for the pit that is used to scrub the clothing, a distance of 4 amas is required because, as Rashi explains, shamayim nitzin lemirachik, the water is sprayed farther as a result of the scrubbing. The Mishnah continues, Umachikim es ha-gefes ves ha-zevel ves ha-melech ves ha-sid ves ha-slom mikoyz l'shechaveri shleish ha-tfachim v'sad besid. The following items, gefes, olive husks, zevel, manure, melech, salt, sid, lime, slime, firestones, must be distanced from the neighbor's brick wall at least 3 tfachim, or the wall must be smeared with lime because, as Rashi explains, shekol elu kashin l'koyz l'shemitzi in hevel. These are all harmful to the wall because they emit heat. The Gemara questions our Mishnah from a Mishnah Masechet Shabbos. In toimnin lebegefes v'lei v'zevel v'lei v'melech v'lei v'sid v'lei v'choil bein lachin ben yevashin. One may not insulate his pots before Shabbos with olive husks, fertilizer, salt, lime, and sand, regardless whether they are moist or dry, because as Rashi explains, as lahatmin v'dav ha'mois of hevel gzerish ha'miyatmin beremetz. It is forbidden to insulate food with material that adds heat, out of concern that he might insulate with burning coals and transgress the Isser Havar. The Gemara asks, "Maishna hocha de ketani sloim, v'lo ketani chayil, u'maishna hosn de ketani chayil v'lo ketani sloim?" Why does our Mishnah include stones but exclude sand from the items that are meitzi hevel? And why does the Mishnah in Shabbos include sand but exclude stones from the items that are meitzi hevel? The Gemara offers three answers. Rav Yosef explains, "Lefish in darkin shel b'nei adam lahatmin b'sloim." The Mishnah in Shabbos does not mention sloim because people generally do not insulate with stones. Abaya, however, rejects this explanation because regarding Shabbos, the Mishnah mentions Taimnim Begizei Tzemer, V'Lashayna Shel Argaman. One may insulate with rolls of raw unprocessed wool and tongues of purple wool, even though people generally do not insulate with these items. Therefore, Abaya explains Tanha Chesloim, V'Huadin L'Chayil, Tanha Simchayil, V'Huadin L'Sloim. Each Mishnah mentions some of the items that are most of Hevel, and those of the other Mishnah are included as well. Rav, however, rejects this explanation because if so, lisninu l'kulu b'chada, v'lisnichad b'nayu b'idach v'hu adin l'idach. One Mishnah should have mentioned all the items, and the other Mishnah should have mentioned only one of those items, and we would have understood that the other items are included as well. Therefore, Rav explains, hasam ha'iner taimu d'leketani sloim, b'shem d'mishtachi lo l'kedeiru. The Mishnah and Shabbos exclude stones because they cannot be used for atmana as they break the pots and cause them to rust. And our Mishnah excludes sand because sand heats only something that is already hot, but it cools a wall that is cold. Therefore, one may place sand near his neighbor's wall. The Mishnah continues, a person may not sow seeds, plow, or place urine near his neighbor's brick wall unless he leaves a distance of 3 tefachim. As the Gemara explains, regarding Zroyim b'mapoilis yad, the Mishnah refers to one who plants the seeds by hand and covers them with a shovel, and since he does not plow, there would be a hezek through Zroyim alone without Harisha, and there would be no hezek through Mayim, watering the plant, because the Mishnah refers to Be'eretz Yisrael, t'chsiv l'mtar ha-shemayim t'shtemayim, and Eretz Yisrael where the rainwater is sufficient and watering is not required. Regarding Machresha, Becherish le'ilonis, the Mishnah refers to one who plows around his existing trees, and since he does not plant seeds, there would be a hezek through Harisha alone without Zroyim. Regarding Machikin Meiraglayim, min ha-koysa shleisha tfachim, Rabbi Babachana says, Mutu la'odim la'hashtin mayim b'tzad koysa shechaveri. A person may relieve himself near someone else's wall, because as Rashi explains, derech b'ni adam kain, people are accustomed to do so. And the Mishnah refers to b'sheifchen, one may not pour out a container of urine near someone else's wall, because as the Gemara mentioned in the previous daf, the masunta kosh lekaisel, because dampness is harmful to a wall. The Gemara, however, rejects this from the following brisa: Layashin adam mayim b'tzad kosh lechaveru elam ken hirchig b'mena gimot tvachim. A person may not relieve himself near someone else's wall unless he leaves a distance of 3 tvachim, and the brisa makes the following distinction: Bamed v'mamurim b'kosh levenim gimot tvachim. Only for a wall of bricks is a distance of 3 tefachim required because, as Rashi explains, Shem shel tit shenisyav shubachama behem nemoikim machmas hamayim. The bricks are made out of clay, hardened in the sun, and they will now soften from the urine. But for a wall of stones, a distance of only one tefach is required, because as Rashi explains, the urine softens the earth near the wall's foundation. However, for a wall of one large stone, no distance is required because there is no damage. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that the reason for Machikin Mei Raglayim is as implied by the Braisa and as Rashi explains in the Mishnah, because Merapa es Yisoid Benoifel, it loosens the earth beneath the wall and the mic collapse. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Chatzitza Befnei Atumah. An item used to seal a wall or window to prevent Tumah from passing through to another house is considered a valid sealant only if the following two conditions are met. Ein Mekabel Tumah, the item cannot become Tumah, and Betulim Aftalei, the owner abandoned the item there permanently. However, Davish Mekabel Tumah, an item that can become Tumah, such as food or clothing, or Loim Aftalei, the owner put the item there only temporarily, in a Chetzis Befnei HaTumah, the item is not a valid sealant and cannot prevent Tumah from passing through. Shmuel says, Rekik Ein Memayit Bechaloin, a thin cracker, although it cannot become Tumah, because it was nidlish b'mei peiris, kneaded with fruit juice, which does not achieve a hechsher tumah. Nevertheless, a rocket cannot prevent tumah from passing through, because as Rashi explains, kim the ra'al achila lo mevalta lahasim nahavikem mechitza. Since the cracker is somewhat edible and still has use, it is assumed that the owner was not mevatlet, and it is not a valid sealant. The Gemara questions Shmuel from a Mishnah in Masechta Alois. Kupam malei teven v'chavas malei gregris hamanochem mechaloin. If someone sealed a window with a container of straw or the barrel of dried figs, Ryan calls she'ilu yinatlu v'yichaylin tevin v'gregis lamed b'fnei atzman chaytzitzin. If the straw and figs could stand on their own without their container, they are a valid sealant. V'mlav ein chaytzitzin. If the straw and figs cannot stand without their container, they're not a valid sealant. The Gemara asks, tevin v'gregis hachazilei. Why are straw and figs that stand on their own considered a valid sealant? They still have a use, and the owner was not mevatel them. Our answer is that the Mishnah is referring to Tevin, the Isbe Kaiti Uva Masunta. The straw had thorns and was moist and cannot be used even for animal feed or firewood. Gregris Behisha Trifu. The figs were infested with worms that cannot be used even for animal feed. And since they have no use, the owner was certainly Mavatla. This discussion continues in the next daf.